power, presence, purpose. Not so much power as strength, or power as influence, as power and your ability to be consistent, to be disciplined, to stay the course, to accept. That's power in acceptance, because you've all heard the story. You've all heard me say so many times what has occurred in my life these past few months. You could go another direction. You could pivot another way. What you can't seem to do is maneuver out of the course of your destiny, if that makes any sense. You can't steer out of that. That's because you just don't know. And you not knowing really kind of messes with you. When you don't know, when you're unsure about a move, you're unsure about a job, you're unsure about everything. Kind of hard to just follow, you know, follow your gut, follow your instinct, follow your intentions. It's kind of hard to do that, because you want to stay in the norm so much, you want to stay in your comfort so much, that just anything outside of that messes with you. These past 3.5 weeks have been me stepping outside of my comfort. True, I'm having my mental moments where I'm used to being physical. I'm used to doing physical work. I'm used to just making things happen with my hand. Now, mostly, I'm making things happen with my intellect, and it's kind of messing with me. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I'm a pretty okay cerebral person, or whatever the case may be. I help people out with things. It's kind of hard for me to do it for myself, but I manage. But now, that's mostly what I do. And I'm good at it, come to think. Come to find out, I'm good at it. I didn't think I would be. I mean, I'm coming into my own, true enough. But I'm learning the ways of so many beautiful people that I work with. So many good people that I work with, I'm learning. And all of it is cultivating. All of it is nurturing. All of it is giving me everything that I need to grow and become to who I guess I already was. Because you've been a part of this podcast for years now, and you know I stay consistently this person. I haven't tried to maneuver or go in any other direction to try to gain or to try to get more people or whoever's coming with me. We've been on this road since day one. Or whenever you found this podcast. But you've stayed. Because we're one in the life. We're one in the same. We're one in the same. We're still trying to figure this out. So the beauty in trying to figure it out is that we hold on to what we hold on to. We let go of what we let go of. Stay with who made us. Like I said, it's kind of hard to just be comfortable in the unknown. It's kind of hard to be comfortable where you're not comfortable. It's difficult. The job that I thought I was going to take, I would have not have liked it. I would have been miserable going right back into the field that I was in for so many years. I was going in a circle. Now I'm not going in a circle. Now I'm climbing a ladder, and I guess climbing a ladder is tough. Because you may stumble or you may not move. You may take a small step. You may take a few steps. You just never know. But you still must climb. And as I'm standing here right in front of my job, I can see my house from here. I'm in a very familiar area with people I grew up with, a lot of them. And I can influence in so many ways. But 3.5 weeks ago, before I got this job, I was so afraid of direction. I was so afraid of where I was potentially going back, what I was potentially going back to. I was so afraid of it. I was so afraid of what I was potentially going back to. And I tried my hardest to not go back to that. But what am I doing? Living in purpose, living in passion. Living in passion. Being an influence, positive influence. Doing things I'm passionate about. Having time with my wife. Having time with my children. But what did I sacrifice? What did I give up? Nothing. I didn't sacrifice or give up anything. I lost things that I thought I was supposed to keep. Lost things that I thought I was supposed to hold on to. Living in a manner that I didn't expect to be living in, especially on the outside. I mean, I'm in suits now and in business clothes and in ties and stuff. That is not me, so to speak. You know, it's not me, but I had to lose who I thought I was to be who I am. And you have your moments where you have your moments where you don't accept it. You have those days where you don't accept it. You have those days where you just look at yourself putting these garments on and it's not you, but it is. It is. You have to be noticed in a completely different manner. Sometimes it's on the outside. In order for everything to mature, you have to mature. You have to grow in every aspect of your life in order for you to break out of that shell that you put yourself in. I put myself in a shell. I put myself in a position to where I was in a box. I thought it was a big box, but I come to find out it was not a big box. But now that I'm out of it, I'm moving a lot more by not even moving at all. If that makes any sense. Because like I said, my box is much bigger now. But keep in mind, I can see where I live and I'm standing in front of my job. So how do you say my box is bigger? How can I say my box is bigger if I don't even move that far to get to point A and point B? No more bus. No more long walks, which means no more less frequent episodes, honestly. Because I'm still trying to navigate and find time when I can record. But now, it's more meaning. It's more purpose. It's more passion. It's more me because I'm no longer lost. I'm moving more in my faith. I'm moving more in my passion. I'm becoming more by not even moving that much. I'm becoming so much more by not even moving that much because instead of going side to side, now I'm going up and I'm growing so much more by not even moving, like I just said, not even going that far. I'm growing so much. That there is worth it. That there was worth every tear, every moment I got angry, every bit of it. This is worth it. because I'm seeing the influence and I'm seeing how my wife looks at me, how my children look at me, my mother, my brother, my family, my sister, everyone that looks at me in this light now. It is definitely so worth it. And I thank you all so much for the support and the continuance of energy that we give off and we feed off of each other, because like I said, we walking, we growing. We're going to continue to grow. Patience is a podcast.